Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christy Dimitrakis is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christy is a communications expert. She's the president of The Empowered Speaker. She's the author of Faith to Conquer Fear, and she's here to talk to us about how you and I can get our message out there, how we in a better way, and how we can connect with people more effectively. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Did I say your name so I make sure I say it correctly?
It's correct. Christy Dimitrakis.
Dimitrakis. Okay, I did pretty good there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did excellent.
Look, Christy, human beings have been vocalizing for millennia, right? We've got, there are thousands, literally thousands of languages and dialects on planet Earth. Why haven't we got this communication thing down pat? You would think after all this time of all the things that we wouldn't have to work on, it'd be communicating.
Well, you would think that, but, you know, because each person is an individual and communicates differently, there's going to always be opportunity to have miscommunication.
Well, so what you're saying is it may not be the talking, it might be the listening. Is that what you're saying?
It's a combination of the two, absolutely.
Yeah?
Combination of the two. And, you know, we're getting worse at it, unfortunately. Technology is a wonderful thing, but unfortunately today's technology relies less and less on, you know, verbal communication. So people
are you concerned about that, Christy?
I am concerned about that, and I'm especially concerned as I have children who would prefer to text me instead of calling me.
Right. You want to hear their voice
because somebody else could have
taken their phone away from them and be texting. It might even be them.
That's exactly
here,
right. That's,
here, text, that's right. Here, add it to a friend and say, here, text my mother. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
So, I agree with you. I really do believe that the human being is going to default ultimately back to the high touch, as John Nesbitt says. What do you think?
I think we have to, because at the end of the day, first impressions are still made face-to-face. If you think about, you know, even sending over your resume to a company or sending over a business proposal to a company, how often do you make a sale? How often do you get the job?
That's right.
Because you sent over a piece of paper. At some point, you're going to have to interact with that person so that they can feel like they trust you, because trust comes from seeing a person's eyes,
right,
hearing them, seeing their smile. So basically,
what you mean when you say you think things have gotten worse, because not only do we still have to continue to maintain our communication skills, and do we have to think about the other person and do a good job of the interpersonal connection, but now we've got to break some bad habits of using technology when we shouldn't be using technology.
That's exactly right. And I see that a lot with interns, because interns come in, and of course, you know, they're this age where they've always known computers, they've always known cell phones, you know, twittering and tweeting is a normal thing for them, and so they come into a different environment where they actually have to write in full sentences.
No, say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. So that's a challenge.
Hey,
for them.
Christy, they actually have to pick up the phone.
What a concept.
Or answer the phone and talk to another human being, right?
You know, it's funny. I did a speech the other day at Toastmasters, and I was talking about my husband and I, the last 2 weeks, have had a kid-free zone. Our kids go to visit their grandparents for 2 weeks. And we were talking about, you know, you might ask the question why physical distance is an issue with today's technology, and I said it would be fine if my kids could carry on a phone, you know, a proper phone conversation.
Yeah.
Because everything for them is you ask the question, it's good.
Yeah. That's probably because they're teenagers, and that has never changed. So what do we do? How do we fix this, Christy?
Well, you know, I think it takes practice. First thing is you have to recognize that in order to really build relationships, you do have to be able to communicate with people. And communication styles are different for people. So you have to, number one, be in front of folks so that you understand how they best communicate.
Yeah.
Because just because you talk really fast and you're high energy does not mean that the person on the receiving end is that way, and you have to be able to adjust. You can't do that over email.
Well, see, you and I know this, even if we don't always practice it properly. But mm-hmm. but the younger folks, they don't really know that yet. And so one of the things I think we have to do, especially when we're talking about, and you brought you were the one who brought the younger folks up to start with. I want the record to show.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think what folks like you and I have to do, meaning folks who've been around the block once or twice, is we can't give in to what essentially is, I won't say laziness, but the easy method. We can't give in to that because they don't yet know the power of eyeball to eyeball.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Or what they're losing, maybe not just the power, but what they're losing by not having that.
That's right. Right. And if you think about that, you know, if you were, you know, dating someone, which I don't think either of us
She won't let me date anymore, Christy.
Me either. I'm good. I'm off the market. But if you were dating someone, would you date them over Twitter? Would you date them over email?
I'm afraid to ask that question.
Well,
I'm afraid to ask some people that question.
Well, you could date them, but I would be so afraid to marry them without knowing truly how
it's
they kinda, communicate.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. And I'll tell you a real quick story. I had a big business manager that, I mean, I'm talking about a global company that I did business with for a long time. He and I had done business for years together. And I had a proposal I wanted to give him, and I'd sent him proposals in the past by email, and it was convenient because he was hundreds of miles away. But one time I said, no, I don't want to email you this. I want to bring this to you, because he had already said, just send me an email, and I said, no, I want to bring it to you. He said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I want to sit face to face when I deliver this proposal. When I got through, he said, you know, Jim, I'm glad you came, because as long as we'd been doing business, I probably wouldn't have bought this over technology. I you being here made the difference.
And that's the difference maker.
Yeah, and see, you and I know that. You and I know that. The younger generation, they don't know that yet. And I think we still have to hold to our principles on those things.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with
you. Give us the website, please.
My website is www.empoweredspeaker.com.
The book is Faith to Conquer Fear. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.